Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, I greet you all very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also all those who are joining us online, and there are many more than we are gathered here. Yes, just now we have heard the wonderful song, Back to the Bible. This was the purpose of the message which God has given to our beloved brother Branham. Back to the original Word of God. Back to the promises in the Word. I'm so grateful to God that everything was restored and that we are firmly established in the truth. Also this morning, many have written greetings here. The brothers and sisters from Goma, they were gathered with 5,000 people listening to the sermon. Brother Bulumba is also sending greetings from the Congo. Brother Cecil from Pretoria is sending greetings. Brother Motika is sending greetings from Johannesburg. Brother Nyagi from Nairobi. Brother Ilunga from Kolwezi is sending greetings. Brother Moses from Denver, Colorado. Brother Niati from South Africa. Brother Chauffeur from Rwanda is sending greetings. Then Brother Leon from the Ivory Coast. Brother Machi Victor from Punjab is sending greetings. Brother Alexander from Tajikistan is sending greetings. Brother Vladimir from Bashkirian. Then Brother Mara from Italy. Then we have greetings from Brother Lupondo from South Africa. Greetings from Brother Pascal from Rwanda. Greetings from Brother Dr. Shovava from Zimbabwe. Brother Eliseo from Mozambique. Then we have greetings from Brother Manaka. Brother Cosme Bra from Angola is sending greetings. And Brother Eleonidas from Burundi is sending greetings. Yes. And Brother Israel also from Burundi. And Brother Mabiala from Italy is sending greetings. Brother Rashidi Marcus is sending greetings. Brother William from Nomli, I don't know where it is. Brother Philemon from Pretoria. Brother Eliseo from Mozambique. Then we have Sister Eliana and family. They are sending greetings. And then we have also greetings from Brother Matisso. Yes, these are heartfelt greetings. We thank the Lord that our brothers can be joined with us and together that we can experience the blessings of God. Now, we want to sing a couple of songs, and then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. After the prayer, we have a child dedication, then the parents are coming to the front. We start with song number 15 from these little booklets. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Number 15. Redeemed.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me does continually dwell. Redeemed, 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 by the blood of the Lamb. Child and forever I am. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. By the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight. He lovingly guardeth my foot songs in the sight. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, child and forever I am. The blood of the Lamb, redeemed, His child and forever I am.
Amen. Oh, what a joy, brothers and sisters, redeemed, to be redeemed. What a grace. We cannot comprehend it, but we should be grateful to the Lord, giving Him the glory. Now, let us sing together song number 26, Come to the Savior, Make No Delay, number 26.
Word He has shown us the way. Here in our midst He is standing today, tenderly saying, come. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be, when from sin our hearts are pure and free. Savior with Thee in our eternal home. Suffer the children, oh, hear His voice. Let every heart leap forth and rejoice. And let us freely make Him our choice. Do not delay, but come. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be, when from sin our hearts are pure and free. And we shall gather, Savior, with Thee in our eternal home. Think once again, us today, heed now His blessed command and obey. Hear now His presence tenderly say, will you, my children, come? Joyful, joyful will the meeting be, when from sin our hearts are pure and free. When we shall gather, Savior, with Thee in our eternal home. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be, when from sin our hearts are pure and free, and we shall gather, Savior, with thee in our eternal home.
Amen. Thank you. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Obey His word. Now is still time. Now is still the day of salvation. Now we may still come. He is nigh to us to bless us. And he calls tenderly, come. Did we all hear this call? Also this morning, he calls. We are grateful for last night that he blessed us so richly through his word for the Lord's Supper. And we believe that he is the same this morning. In our midst he is. And whatever we have need of, he knows. Your need, that what you have need of, what I need. And he can help. He wants to help. Brothers and sisters, we are so grateful. May he bless young and old, not only here at this place, but worldwide. We have heard already. Many are joining us online, listening to the word, the living word of God, just as we also hear it. I read a word before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us. From the prayer of the Lord, from John, chapter 17, from verse 20. John, chapter 17, from verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. Praise and thanks. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Up to here, this word of God. Do we have to say much words about this? The prayer of the Lord for us. I not only pray for them, not only for these disciples, but also for them who believe on me through their word. Is it not valid for us? Also this morning, did we not come to the faith by the word? We are grateful this morning that he revealed unto us the name. The world didn't recognize him because they did not recognize God. To us, by revelation, he revealed the name. As written here in verse 26, and I have declared unto them thy name. Did he do it, brothers? Can we say amen to it? He revealed himself to us. We are grateful to it, for it. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. May the love of God, which he pours out by his Holy Spirit, may it be in our hearts. God is love. In his nature, God is love. In his nature. And he manifested his love toward us. He has given it to us. We are so grateful this morning. May the Lord speak to us through his word. As he says in verse 23, I in them and thou in me. He in us, brothers and sisters, by the Holy Spirit, he wants to dwell in us, in our hearts. We are grateful to God that this is not a fantasy, but this is a divine reality. Dwelling in us, not just visiting us, dwelling in us by the Spirit, dwelling in the church. May it become a reality and may it be manifested in our lives. May the Lord bless us. Now we stand up for prayer. Heavenly Father, we say thanks to you also in this morning hour, on this day which you have given us to be here. My God, we thank you for this place, for this building. Yes, you have given it to us, Lord, that we can still come together in peace, undisturbed, giving you the glory and the praise and the thanks. As it said, we thank you for the blessing which you have given us already last night, but also this morning. We have come here with one desire, that you speak to each one of us personally, touching every heart. Lord, I thank you that you have given grace in all the world, that your word can penetrate and that there are people who receive it. Lord, I thank you that we can live in a time. Yes, it is very upside down, but yet it is precious because you are sending your word to each one of us. Also in our midst, Lord, at this place, we ask you Strengthen us all. Strengthen our hearts. Give grace, Lord, that we are strengthened in our faith, receiving by faith what you have to say to us. So we ask you, Lord, that whom you have sent and whom you have given the commission to go from city to city, please, also this morning, give him grace that you can speak through your word, touching each one worldwide, wherever they are listening and watching. Oh God, I thank you. Once again, I pray you, bless, help, heal, and sanctify, Lord Jesus, and deliver, and give grace, so that your name might be glorified. Amen. One chorus, and then the parents come with their children to the front. Only believe.
Only believe.
Which language? German. Take it into your arms. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring you Silas, this healthy child which you have given to our brother and sister by grace. They bring it to you. They consecrate it to you. Lord, we lay it before you. Receive it, Lord. Let your blessing come upon this child, upon the whole family. Give grace to raise it in the fear of God. To you be this child dedicated for time and for eternity, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Be blessed. Amen. God bless you. One moment. German? What's the name? Dear Lord Jesus, we bring you Joel, also this child you have given to our brother and sister by grace, and they bring it to you, to consecrate it to you. Bless Joel, Lord. Keep your protecting hands upon this child. Receive it. Let it be dedicated to you for time and for eternity. Bless the whole family and give grace to raise it in the fear of God. To you be the thanks and the worship. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Be also blessed in the name of the Lord. God bless you. Somebody else? Which language? Romanian. Brother John, please.
Tatăl nostru ceresc, îți mulțumim pentru acest Simon care l-ai dat acestei familii. Te rugăm să-l binecuvintezi în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos. Fie ca numele Lui să fie peste el și peste toată familia. ți-l încredințăm pe el, familia, Doamne. Tu să-i păzești, tu să-i ajuți, Doamne, în toate clipele acestei vieți. Îndură-te de ei, revarsă harul tău și îți mulțumim în numele Sfânt al lui Iisus Hristos, Domnul nostru. Amin.
Singen wir noch, du bist
Let us sing, Thou art worthy. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thy truth is marching on.
Amen.
You may be seated. Also this morning, I would like to greet all of you who are here and also all those who are joining us online worldwide in the precious name of our Lord. We are aware of that we experience the last period of time in the plan of salvation with the New Testament Church. We are aware of that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled before our very eyes worldwide. And although we cannot greet each one from all nations and languages with by names, although yet may all brothers know that we really rejoice about it, whether you are coming from Moldavia, Ukraine, Austria, Switzerland, coming from all over the world. We are grateful to God with all our hearts for all brothers who pass on the same word of God in all peoples and tongues, giving out the same spiritual food to the people of God. Also our brother Tati, who always accompanies me on my trips, if it is into French-speaking countries, and all brothers, they shall know, as we heard it in the word of introduction, we are joined in the Lord, you in me, and I in them, that we may be one. Not a political unity, not a religious unity, but God in Christ and Christ in us, the hope of glory. And we are just so grateful with all our hearts that we may have a direct part in that what God is doing right now. Now, to come to the timely events, just touching it briefly. Really, many things are happening on the earth as never before. We think on the Caribbean, the countries in the Caribbean, USA. We think on all the countries, so many earthquakes, floodings, storms, catastrophes of every kind. We think on the USA, North Korea. We think of the Middle and the Near East, Far East. We see how all the things are coming to its climax. And also the last declaration that the Jews and the Muslims and the Christians have the same God. No, they have no God at all. God is in no religion. There's only one manifestation of God on the earth. And this happened in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And it happened for our salvation and reconciliation with God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God was in Christ reconciling the world with himself. The problem at the time of our beloved Lord in Israel was that they made a religion, keeping the Sabbath, bringing sacrifices, singing psalms, but missing the day of God's gracious visitation, but following their traditions faithfully. And therefore, our Lord had to say, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Our Lord said to the woman at the well, the time will come where the true worshippers will worship God in spirit and in truth. Whoever does not worship in the spirit worships around God, and the spirit leads into the word. And therefore, everything must be in agreement with the word, whatever we believe. Our faith must be anchored in the word of God, anchored in the promises of God. And just to say it briefly, in October, we arrived now. On the 31st of October, it will be 500 years since the Reformation had its breakthrough. And we all know that already before that, there were revivals. And then came the breakthrough. In the same way, we know that Huldreich Zwingli and John Calvin they made also the Reformation, and they cleaned up quite properly all the images, all the idols from the churches. They cleaned up, nothing remained there. Just the pulpit remained where the word of God was preached. They cleaned up very thoroughly, also with the Lord's Supper. Oh, Huldreich Zwingli, he pictured the Lord's Supper properly as it is shown to us in the Word of God. Not changing the bread into the body of Christ by a certain formula. No, as it is written, the bread which we break, and that the wine was also not transformed. This the priests can testify quite properly, who drank the wine, that it was not changed into blood until the Roman Church, as the Roman Church teaches. No, you and I, the believers, must be transformed on the inside. They must make their personal experience of salvation with God. And then, as we did so nicely yesterday, then we can celebrate the Lord's Supper with one another until He comes, until He takes us home, and then we will have then the great supper with Him. To this what happens in our country, we don't have to go into it at all. On the 3rd of October, it's again the day of the German unification. It's celebrated, public holiday. We all know, after the Second World War, Berlin was divided. Germany was divided into East and West. And right in 1961, the Russian and the American tanks, they stood opposite each other in Berlin at the Brandenburg Gate. And John F. Kennedy said, "I will make an example out of Berlin." We all didn't know what would happen in the next moment. There was such a tension, such a tense situation in the country. And then came the 2nd of April, 1962. Just remember it. In August 61, the building of the wall, division, perfectly done. And then in April 62, yes, you all know the testimony, the calling. Yes. And then store in food, for a great famine is coming. And I confess it openly before the Lord. I had the impression that something would take place. And we stored in food. The basement was full of food and groceries, because the Lord said, a great famine is coming. Store in food, for then you shall stand amidst the people to give it out. But then came the great trouble upon me. In November 1962, in my desperation, I called Brother Branham and I asked him whether I can have a conversation with him. Just think of it. Storing in the food. No catastrophe came. No famine came. And I said to the Lord, in this way, I cannot continue to live. And I cannot preach anymore. I need an answer. And then the flight to the USA. And then on Monday, the 3rd of December, we were sitting at the table. Brother Sotman and Woods were also present. And Brother Branham repeated what the Lord spoke to me. And he said, you were thinking that a natural famine is coming and you stored in natural food, but God will send a hunger for His word, and the food which you have to store in is the word which the Lord promised for this time, and it is in the sermons which are recorded on tape. And then the instruction, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food which belongs to it. Brothers and sisters, God has really given grace that we got the connection to the supernatural moving of God in our time by the Lord Himself. And if we look back to all these years in which the Lord God opened the doors, also already in the times when still the Iron Curtain existed, Just think of it. 1969. Brother Frank was in Moscow in the big Baptist church. Two KGB people were there. They were shaking my hand, and they were thanking for the sermon. And the chief advisor of Mr. Gorbachev, he invited me. I was in his house. He took the Bible from the shelf. It was full of dust. He didn't read it a long time. He took the Bible from the shelf, and we could speak about the plan of salvation of God with one another. And if I may just mention this now, our beloved brother Matthias Henrich is also in our midst. God bless you. When I think, how God opened the doors. Just think of it. The world was divided. The country was divided. Europe was divided. And nevertheless, God has given grace that in the years where everything was divided, the word of the Lord could be carried. I can still remember it quite well. Brother Matthias, on the street was a big sign in a couple of languages, in the Romanian language, English, and the French, and the Russian language. There was a sign, entry forbidden, military area. And they were waiting until the darkness set in. They were waiting. And then, nevertheless, I drove in, I entered. And I was received by the house of family Henrich. And so God made a beginning in all the countries and nations, opening doors and hearts so that the last message can really reach all the earth. And brothers and sisters, I did not plan it this way. This was in the plan of God. And as we read in John 17 of our Lord and Savior, the word before the foundation of the world, the plan of salvation was purposed before the foundation of the world. It was already in the plan of God that the Redeemer would give his life as the Lamb of God, giving us the redemption. In the same way, our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Just as the Redeemer was foreordained, so we are foreordained by the foreordination of God before the foundation of the world. We were chosen to believe, to trust the Lord, and to be prepared unto the waiting for the return of our Lord. Just three verses from the Gospel of John, chapter 17. Every statement is so precious. John 17, verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Here is the whole mystery, brothers and sisters, not revealing it to all men. Just think of it, Matthew 28, and baptize them in the name. But the name was not mentioned in Matthew 28. But in the first sermon on the day of Pentecost, it was mentioned, and all of the religious world, all the churches and denominations, they use the formula in Matthew 28, but they don't have the revelation of the name in which God revealed himself to us as Father, in the Son, and by the Holy Spirit. And here it is written, I have revealed thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Brothers and sisters, receive it today. Please take it to heart. If this name is revealed to you by the Spirit of God, then you are chosen before the foundation of the world to belong to the Lord, to be his inheritance. Not to all the name was revealed, but to them whom thou gavest me out of the world. Then verse 14, we read in verse 14, I have given them thy word. Just say amen. Just say hallelujah. To whom did God reveal his name in this time and his word? To whom? Who has entered the most holy place? Who has seen the open ark of the covenant? To whom could God speak? Also today, I don't want to judge, but in all churches and denominations, a formula is used at every act, which not a single time is used in the Bible, but always the name which is above every name. But just go from church to church. All are baptizing and are using the formula in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And whoever then looks into the books of history, in all the places, in the Freemasonry, everything is done in the formula in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But not a single time it's in the Holy Scripture. Not a single time was a baptism or at the religious act. Always the name in which all knees shall bow. The precious name of our Lord and Savior. And also here we are grateful. In the Old Testament, it was Yahweh. In the New Testament, it's Yahshua, Yahweh Savior. Just so wonderful. The same Lord of the Old Testament is the same in the New Testament. As Lord, he could say, I descended from heaven. As Son, he said, he who sent me is with me. As Son, he is here on the earth, born in Bethlehem. Then he carried out his task in the plan of salvation. But already in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, it's written, to you is born today in the city of David, the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Christ was he. Man he became, brothers and sisters, to redeem us, the human beings, to bring us back into our divine position. To me, the revelation of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord, is the most important thing. With this, everything starts. The world sees me no more, but you will see me. And I will reveal myself to you. Let us also say this with great pain Even in the Pentecostal movement, all the great TV evangelists, all are rejecting the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just think of it, that people who claim to have the Holy Spirit, those who pray for the sick, they claim that signs and wonders are happening. And if it then comes to the true doctrine about the Godhead, about the water baptism, then they remain in the Babylonian captivity. The songwriters also expressed it, also in the last song which we heard, back to the Bible, coming out from all error, coming out from all confusion. God has given grace since the day of Reformation, and it was really revival after revival. But now it's no more about reforming. Now it's about restoration of all that what was in the church at the beginning. Now, one verse here from John 17. We were reading verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them. Yes, it's just like that. Then verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And without sanctification, no one shall see the Lord. The miracle workers, they will knock and they will say, Lord, Lord, have we not done great things in thy name? Didn't we do great wonders in thy name? Have not signs and wonders happened? And the Lord will have to say, depart from me. I don't know you. Do you know with what kind of pain this is all connected? That people in all churches and denominations, in all the religions, are misled. And this with referring to the Holy Scriptures, referring to Matthew 28, but are not going from Matthew 28 to Mark 16, and from Mark 16 not to the book of Acts chapter 2, where the first sermon was preached under the direct leading of the Holy Spirit. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Oh, how grateful we can be that God has sent Brother Branham about the Godhead, about the water baptism, about election, about the sin, about the fall, about all the mysteries of God. He just informed us, and by grace, by the ministry which the Lord has given him, he gave us an understanding. We are grateful that God has done it in such a way. And we who we are living now, we have the great privilege, and this is worldwide. If you would know what kind of phone calls have come, also today, and the phone calls are not only including the meetings which we have here, also the last circular letter, it overwhelmed me how many have phoned. And they said, Brother Frank, the last circular letter is the answer to many questions which I had. What did we do in the past 50 years? We preached the word. We preached. We have written. Day and night we used to bring the message into all the world. And if you now hear that 1,450 up to 1,500 connections are worldwide in 172 countries, and that the word of God can be heard, the word of the hour with the promises for this time, the calling out, the preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. And when the singers have sung the wonderful song, it will be light at evening time. I looked up Zechariah 14. Here it is written in verse 7. Zechariah 14, verse 7. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. Just so mighty. As God brings everything to a close with his people of Israel, yes, and in Zechariah chapter 2, it's written that the Lord will plant his people, he will receive his people on his land. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 16. Oh, which verse is that? Verse 12. And the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the holy land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. And brothers and sisters, if we just go a bit on to Zechariah chapter 4, the lampstand is shown. There the two olive trees are shown, the two prophets, which will come on the scene in Israel. They are shown next to the lampstand. That speaks of Zerubbabel, the man who was used by God after the Babylonian captivity to return to Jerusalem, cleaning up the original foundation of the temple to lay the cornerstone again. And then it's written, in his hands the headstone will be. Our Lord, who made the beginning, will also make the end. He is the cornerstone. He is the headstone. He is Alpha and Omega. He is all in all. And by grace, we can see Bible prophecy also in Zechariah chapter 4. He who goes to Revelation, the sevenfold lampstand, he sees the Lord walking amidst the seven candlesticks. Then the messages are coming to the seven angels of the seven churches. And the last message we know the best, that people will say, we have all things in plenty. We need nothing. And then the Lord has to say, but you are blind and you are poor and naked. But God has given grace that we in this time have recognized the word for our time. And let us really emphasize it. Ordained for our time. We have come out from the Babylonian captivity. We returned. We didn't go back to Nicaea, not coming back to Chalcedon or Rome. We returned, we have been brought back to Jerusalem. And we believe with all our hearts, as our brothers believed at the beginning. And let us say it always. God used firstly Brother Branham as an evangelist. And may all who are in the charismatic meetings, may they all understand that 1946, the world has not heard of a world Pentecostal movement yet, that God used and equipped Brother Branham with a divine gift of healing, and he sent him to, by this, spearhead the last healing revival. But then came the moment where the seven seals were opened and that we received the direct understanding of the mysteries which up to then were still hidden. How many of the international world-known personalities yes, they received this ministry as a gift of healing. They received it, yes. But then his doctrine, they rejected. Brothers and sisters, let us say time again, whom God is merciful, he comes back to the Word. To him the Word is revealed. To him the name of the Lord is revealed by his grace. So, at evening time it shall be light again. It has become light. Every word of God was revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. And all who walk in the light, they do not stumble, but they will receive and experience the revelation personally, appreciating what God has done in our time. Then we have the precious word which Paul addressed to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6. I think it was the closest co-worker of Paul. He wrote and he used and exhorted him. And we receive these exhortations still today. And by grace, we may participate in the same proclamation. Let us read it from 1 Timothy, chapter 6. 1 Timothy, chapter 6, from verse 14. That thou keep this, so that you receive an understanding of the responsibility, how we preach the word. Here it's written, 1 Timothy, chapter 6, from verse 14, that thou keep this commandment, this commission, without spot, blameless, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. We all notice what's all about here. It's about the return of Jesus Christ. Carry out this commission. We've written it in the circular letter. And brothers and sisters, when the Spirit of God touches us on our inside And if it, when it's revealed to us clearly that we are now living in this time, that the preaching must be without blemish, so that the church can appear before the Lord blameless, that she takes a bath in the Word, so that no spot, no wrinkle remains, that everything what belonged to the past and to the doctrines of the past, that it is being washed off, becoming whiter than the snow. On one side, washed in the blood of the Lamb from all the transgressions, from all sins, but then washed in the Word, washed from all interpretations, washed from all false doctrines, coming back to God and His holy Word. Then in verse 15, concerning the return of the Lord, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Brothers and sisters, this time is near, has come near, which in his times he shall show. He, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And I like this very much. I like it very much. Verse 16. Who only has immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power. And then comes the Amen. How often we said it? God is Spirit, invisible in all eternity, filled with light and life. No one has seen him. But then, at the beginning, from the fullness of light, he came out in a visible form of appearance. He spoke everything into existence by his almighty word. Walking in the Garden of Eden, the invisible becoming visible. And so the Father was revealed and manifested in the Son, not a different person, but the same God, Emmanuel, God with us. As I also said, the Godhead, it's just so precious that we're not only introduced doctrinally into these things, but that we in the Spirit, we can follow. Can you follow when we speak about these things? It just has to be this way, so that the Spirit of God can be at work in all of us, and so that we understand the words which are preached, experiencing it, that we can, yes. Then we have here, especially in 2 Timothy, in chapter 2, we have the admonition which the man of God spoke out. 2 Timothy, chapter 2. And here, it's verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. blessed and praised be our Lord. This is not the ability of a man. This is a divine call. And already at the time of Elijah, it could be said of the widow, I know, I recognize that the word of God is the truth in thy mouth. The word of God must remain true in the proclamation, no interpretation, but being recognized in the true meaning. Then we have the continuation in the next verses up to verse 19 in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Nevertheless, despite of all the false doctrines, it is told about Jannes and Jambres, of them who presented false doctrines. So it is also in our time. I may not even think about these things which happened after the going home of Brother Branham. What happened with his suits, with his suits? It is incomprehensible. It was not about what kind of suit he was wearing and what kind of suits he had. It was about the word of God, which he preached in the word, by the commandment of God. If one then thinks about that, brothers from the USA traveled not only to Africa, but also to Poland, to Holland. And then from the suit of Brother Branham, they were cutting small pieces out, distributing them there. If one thinks about all this idol worship, thanks be to the living God who kept us with a sound mind. We give alone the glory to God, and to him alone the worship and the praise. God uses his servants, but all the thanks and all the glory and worship belongs only to him. Despite all that, that's how it's written. Despise. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. It has a seal. The Lord knoweth his own, and his own know him. As our Lord said, my sheep hear my voice, a stranger they will not follow. The true sheep will not follow any strange doctrine. They will search the scriptures and they will return back to the word of God, because they have the seal of God with them. Here it's written, the Lord knoweth them that are his. The Lord knows you. The Lord knows me. He knows us. By grace, we are his inheritance. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. If we confess our Lord, then away from all unrighteousness, away from everything what is not of God, and what does not lead back to God, just back to him. Then, in 2 Timothy, chapter 4, the command, please forgive me if I sometimes mention supernatural experiences. But for me, they have just a meaning which goes beyond time. The Lord God knew that I needed comfort. He knew that every man of God needs his presence to receive the right word at the right time. And Brother Etienne Ton, he's also here today with his nephew, Brother Alexis Barrier. 1980, I was preaching in France. I mentioned it a couple of times. And our brother will now fly to Yerevan and then serving the brothers and sisters there. But they really, for the first time there, the question was asked me about Revelation 10 by brothers, from Armenian brothers in France. They were working in Armenia, in France. After the meeting, they came to me. They were asking me, what is the meaning of the seven thunders in Revelation 10? And brothers and sisters, I just could say, I don't know. Good night. And I went upstairs into this small room. But on the next morning, I say this, I like to say this, because sometimes change the watches. I have still the same watch today, wristwatch, which I had 1980. I have it still today. But on the next morning, it happened really. As you hear my voice, my servant, arise and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I knew what I had to do. I knew what I had to do. I woke. I stood up. I read the word. And here Paul wrote to Timothy very serious words. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Then comes next verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Both. Long-suffering, and at the same time, the true doctrine by the word of God. Then, verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Let me read the next two verses. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables, turning away from the truth, and shall be turned unto tables. You all know fables, where this is written. 2 Peter 1, verse 16. In verse 5, we read, But thou, watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry.
Und verseh deinen Dienst voll und ganz. Voll
full proof of thy ministry. You all know. As I was reading until verse 5, I again started with verse 1. And after verse 2, I laid my Bible on a small table. I lifted up my hands and I said, Beloved Lord, as sure as it is written here, preach the word, so sure that what the seven thunders uttered in Revelation 10 was not written down as the word of God, and therefore it cannot be preached. For we have only the task to preach what is written in the Word of God. Even an angel can come down from heaven. It remains like this. Brothers and sisters, if the Lord Himself gives the answer, obligating his servant not to preach anything but only the word, no fables, but only the word of God in the original. So, it must be added here. Also the first three verses in Revelation 1, one should read. When verse 3 it is said, Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy of this book and keep all that what is written therein. What is written therein, whatever is not written, we leave up to God. No problem at all. And what is now with all them? And I say this with great pain. When I was in Vietnam and Cambodia, I found out that there was a thunder group. Just think of it. Just think of it. Just because a man whom Brother Branham laid hands on, and he blessed preachers, then he has come up with the doctrine that there will be seven men from all continents, one, and the rest from the USA, and that seven men would come on the scene who have a thundering voice. Such a nonsense! Just forget it! These are fables. These are interpretations. They are just reject them. We are grateful to God. Just think of it. 16 years ago, everything was all good. 8 years also now. And now groups here, groups there. And the return of the Lord is so close. But God has given grace that the word of the Lord is really preached. And that all who are of God, that they hear the word and that they respond to it, that they believe. Now the word from 2 Timothy chapter 1, which I just read, it's really about that nothing is preached except it can be preached from the word of God. Everything else we may leave up to God, and He will make it well. Here it is written
in 1
Peter chapter 1 of the return of the Lord and of our preparation. And here it's written in verse 16, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. Just think of it. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so we believe with all our hearts what and as it is written. Then the words
aus dem ersten Kapitel in Petrus,
First Peter chapter 1 verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The same we can say in this time for the glory of God. Then we have Peter, who spoke of it, that we should not follow cunningly devised fables. Here it is written in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His Majesty. Then Peter testifies that he has heard the call on the Mount of Transfiguration. This is my beloved Son, verse 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And then this man of God, Peter, can report, and this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him on the holy mount. Oh, blessed and praised be the Lord our God. Not only the mighty experience on the Mount of Transfiguration, the cloud came down, the voice sounded, and Peter could say, this voice we heard when we were with him on the holy mount. Brothers and sisters, eye and ear witnesses, the apostles reported what they experienced in their time with God. And we can report of that what we by grace experienced in our time. Also, when I think about it, that it is written, the gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. And then, when I think about it, that at the pouring out of the Spirit in Jerusalem, they were gathered from 17 different nations. And when I think about today, that from 172 countries, God called out his people. And from the last 20, also the last ones will be called out. And that really, at the return of Jesus Christ, from all nations, from all tongues, from all peoples, the perfect bride of the Lamb will meet the bridegroom, as it is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And as we heard last night, We want that all who hear God's word now, that not only doctrinally are laid into the biblical truths, but that we all make our personal experiences of salvation with God by grace. That we experience our conversion, that we leave the broad way, that we enter the straight gate which leads to life, that by grace we experience the new birth by the Spirit and by the Word, and that we experience the baptism in the Holy Spirit as a confirmation, that really everything is restored, and as the promise goes, that everything is restored back into its original condition, because this is the promise for our time. I send you the prophet Elijah, and he shall restore all things. God has sent his prophet. God has sent the word of prophecy. God has sent the apostolic word. God has given us the Old and New Testament by his grace in a divine harmony. And we, by grace, we may give glory to God for that what he has done already worldwide, and for that what he will still do right now. He will finish his work. As I said before, he is the cornerstone. He is the headstone. And by grace, we have come out from the Babylonian captivity. We have been brought back. And especially in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, what a jubilation was there. The Jews made a jubilation when they arrived in Jerusalem. And when they found the temple foundation, oh, what a jubilation ascended up to God. No slavery anymore, no humiliation anymore in the Babylonian captivity. You know, in captivity, there are enough humiliations. Now they returned to the holy ground. And as we read, the Lord will inherit Judah on the holy ground as his inheritance. And to this the word from Romans, here we have, we were told beforehand that only the elect will reach the goal. Also now and also in the past. Romans 11. Romans 11 from verse 5. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then is it no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. And now comes verse 7. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for. But the election has obtained it. And the rest were hardened. Just the same it is in our time. And who is hardened? Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. He who opens his heart and who receives his word, to him it is being revealed by the Spirit, and he receives a full portion in that what God promised. He who hardens his heart doesn't believe what God promised, and therefore he cannot have any part in it. But as written here, the election has obtained it. And so it is with you and with me. So it is with all worldwide who now open their hearts, who receive the divine message, and who believe with all their hearts. Let me say this here. What happened on the 11th of June 1933, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, a divine sending, a divine commission, the ways of the Lord, to prepare the ways of the Lord, and to prepare a people prepared for the Lord. And then it went on. So you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And since 1966, we experienced it, that the divine message was carried. And also here, we must say it with pain. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's about that, that God, in this period of time, brings the plan of salvation to its completion, that he completes what he started, and that really, before our Lord can return, the preparation of the bride of the Lamb must take place with separation, with agreement to every word of God by his grace, so that no opposition is found in us, but so that we have a yes to God and his word. Now, just briefly, a word to all the newcomers. Also a sister from Poland is also here. And all who would like to be baptized today, they have the opportunity to it. Also for this, we are grateful to God that we can have a building here, a house of God, in whom we can be gathered, that we can have the Lord's Supper here, we can have everything, we can also have water baptism, everything. Everything God has led in such a manner, and for everything he took care of. All who have dedicated their lives to the Lord, all who received the forgiveness of their sins, all who really believe that God was in Christ, that he has shed his blood. It's a divine blood, and the life is in the blood. Our Lord gave his life and his blood for us to redeem us and to give us the forgiveness of our sins and to give us eternal life by grace. Receive it by faith accepted. And then the water baptism can take place. Here no one is examined. Here it is fulfilled. Let each one examine himself. Also concerning baptism, we will not ask anyone. It's a personal experience. It's a thing between each one of you and God. Everyone stands before the Lord. But whoever does it, do it by faith. Do it in faith. Just because the Holy Scripture says it. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to confirm the forgiveness of sins which happened by the blood of the Lamb. The forgiveness is not in water baptism. The forgiveness is in the blood of the Lamb. But by water baptism, we confirm that we received the forgiveness of our sins by faith. And then we make a covenant of a good conscience with God. And as Paul has written in Romans chapter 6, that in water baptism, by the immersion, it is symbolically shown that we are buried with Christ into his death. And the rising from the water symbolizes the rising to live with him in a new life, so that the old man is crucified with Christ. Not my will, but your will be done. The old man, which is crucified with Christ, is buried. And by the grace of God, from that time on, a new life starts with the Lord. May God bless all of you, with us and in all nations, in all of Europe, especially our brothers and sisters from Bulgaria and from wherever you are from. May God bless in all nations and tongues. To him, the only God, be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. We ask the two sisters to come and to sing us a song for the glory of God. And we all sing now a chorus. Who says a chorus? Wonderful. Just as I am, yes. Just as
I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Are the two sisters here today?
Amen.
The bridegroom cometh. Remember his word. Watch and pray, you redeemed. At every place, in every hour, watch and pray. Lord, we want to be ready. Be diligent in praying and watching until you appear, until we see you, until we meet you in the air. The bridegroom cometh.
ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt.
Be faithful until the end.
Großes, der einst gesetzt, wachet der Herr und wacht. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr,
until you appear, until we see you,
und dir entgegen
until we meet you in the air.
Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut,
the bridegroom cometh and fetches his bride,
schon ihm vertraut,
which is engaged already here on the earth,
kommen, ständlich geschaut,
always waiting for his coming.
Der Herr kommt bald.
Watch, the Lord is coming soon. Watch.
Herr, wir wollen
Lord, we want to be ready.
Eifrig sein,
diligently watching and praying,
bis du erscheinst,
until you appear,
bis wir dich sehen,
until we see you,
und dir entgegen
until we meet you in the air.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegen gehen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Wie viele möchten bei der Entrückung dabei
sein? How many want to be part of the rapture? Amen. You know my conviction. All who take their stand now to believe the word with all their hearts and to obey it, they confirm by it that they heard the call of God and that they were chosen before the foundation of the world to be part of to be with the Lord, and especially addressed to all who go through hard trials, and these are the most of us. Most of us have to go through trials and troubles. It can happen in school, it can happen in the profession, it can happen in family. We don't go here into details. But be sure that God only allows so much as we can bear by His help, with His help. And He carries us, and He carries the burden which we have to bear. He bears both. He bears us with the load. Now we have the request that all who would like to be baptized, just please come to the front. In case some are here who would like to be baptized, please raise your hands. Do we have some who would like to be baptized? Just come to the front. Just come to the front. And then we see. Just come. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
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 Lob und Dank sei. Praise and thanks be to the Lord.
Lob und Dank sei dem Herrn.
Praise be to the Lord. Did you consecrate your lives to the Lord? How old are you? Are you 12 already? Pardon? 13. And you? Also 13. Very nice. Do you believe with all your heart? Did you receive and accept what the Lord has given you? Believe. Believe with all your heart. And the Lord God will confirm the word in you. Lord Almighty God, we bring you all who have come to the front to be baptized. Beloved Lord, may they find grace in your sight. May they receive the forgiveness of their sins. May they receive the full salvation by grace. We commit them to you and we pray for them that they are blessed, that they are richly blessed in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now we have to give you greetings. And I would like to apologize to a brother in Atlanta. They really wanted that in November I travel to Atlanta. But I just return from Bahrain and I return from Dubai on Wednesday in November. And I should be flying on Thursday and returning on Saturday and being on Sunday in Zurich again. It's no more possible in such a way as it was possible in the past. And we ask Brother Tati that he tells this to our brother. I would have liked to come, but it's just not possible. On all the others, our Brother Majar, Brother and Sister Jerecki, and Brother John, and Brother Florine, and all brothers from near and far, from Kinshasa, and from wherever you are from, the Lord God, may He bless you from the riches of His grace, and may He use all to abide in the Word, to not spread any interpretation, not having one discussion about God's Word, just believing as the Scripture says, and then the Lord Himself will complete His work by His grace. Yes, I would like it best to ask our choir to sing a song in the English language. English is the main language on earth. To the Lord be the thanks. Have you all been blessed? Then come all again on the first weekend in October. I think it's the 6th. Pardon? November. November. Oh, the time is running. The time is running. Yes. Brother Miskis, do we have still a word? Yes. Yes. We will all go to witness the water baptism, to see the testimony of a good conscience with God, which our brothers and sisters will make. I think we go home with a heart full of thankfulness and joy because the Lord has done great things in us. We have spent these days in His presence, and the Word fell in our hearts, into our treasure. And we always have to take it out again there, looking at it and thanking the Lord for it. He blessed us richly. Purchase gold from me and purchase white clothes and buy eyeself. Yes. We must buy it. The Lord prepared everything for us, but we have to come to Him. The Lord paid for it. But we must buy it, redeem it. May the Lord bless you all, wherever you are. May He make you a blessing and make you a witness. And please remember the servant of God in your prayers. Also for the coming missionary trip, that the Lord gives strength and grace. In this age, it's not so easy anymore. But the Lord helped until today, and He will help until the end. He will prepare us. Take greetings with you wherever you are coming to. And come again with a longing heart. The Lord bless you all and be with you. Let us thank the Lord together for everything He has done. Oh, faithful Heavenly Father, our heart is so grateful for the wonderful grace which we time and again can experience. Lord, when we come together in Your presence, sitting silently at Your feet, we are hearing the words of salvation and of life. We may drink of the well of life, eating of the bread of life. Lord, You have stored in the food, and now we may participate of this food, and by this food we receive strength to be prepared and to reach this goal, the city which You prepared for us and for all the overcomers. Lord, bless us and be with us and give us grace to put into deed what we have heard by obedience. Bless all worldwide who are joining us online, hearing the same word. Prepare Your bride so that we come into the unity of the Spirit as You prayed in the high priestly prayer. Lord, that Thou in us are everything, and we in You, coming into this divine unity, giving You, the God of Israel, to You be the glory and the honor and the worship. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be praised. Hallelujah.